This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As the former president tries to decide, or probably decides on when he's going to announce that he's running for president again in 2024, his home in Florida is being searched for documents. Meanwhile, Olivia Newton-John, a singer and actress, an icon, truly dead at the age of 73, just some of what America is talking about. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining me on the show. The FBI executing a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, his resort in Florida. That search related to the handling of presidential documents, supposedly 15 boxes of presidential documents. The former president confirmed that, yeah, FBI agents were at his home. They even broke into his safe. He wasn't there at the time. He was in New York. So this is an extraordinary move. If you think about it, search the home of a former president, and it absolutely raises the roof on the stakes for the Justice Department coming in, swooping in, as legal problems are on mounting sort of on different fronts, and especially when you have the president really, I think, itching to announce that he's going to launch another bid for the White House in 2024, which wouldn't be shocking to anyone. There certainly have been hints and breadcrumbs that have been left all over the place that that's going to happen. What the search was about is the focus on a particular area of the club, because this is a huge property in Palm Beach, where the former president offices and his personal quarters are. So looking where documents were kept, boxes of items, like looking for those. And this is on the heels of months and months ago. I mean, even over a year ago, the National Archives recovering of the White House records from Mar-a-Lago, that part in the last couple of months. And then trying to verify that it was nothing was left behind. Trump's son Eric was on Sean Hannity's show and said that the purpose of the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession. So the president's attorney said the FBI seized documents and said President Trump and his legal team have been cooperating with the FBI and the Department of Justice every step of the way. The FBI did conduct an unannounced raid and seize some paper. So it was just very strange to see this glaring bulletin out there, just hanging out there, that the mansion was being searched, that the resort was being searched. And the White House was asked for comment, and they said, we weren't notified about the search. We were unaware. We have no idea. When it was first reported, that's when we knew about it. And it's strange about the National Archives. They collect and they sort all the presidential material for every single president. And they've said that 15 boxes of White House records were recovered from the resort, some that were classified, right? So in early June, there was a rare visit to the property looking for more information about potentially classified material from the president's time in the White House that had been taken to Florida. And so now it's about these documents and where are documents stored and where there are documents that were missing and were they sorted and you know, all of that. And that was also, again, back in June. So there have been a couple of moments where this has become a thing. And this is what we're how many days away from the midterms? I want to say 89, 90 days, 90 something days. So it's it's interesting the timing of it. You had, because of course you can seize on this, you had Rona McDaniel, who, if you don't know her name, she's the Republican National Committee chairwoman, who said in a statement that Democrats continually weaponized the bureaucracy against Republicans. And then you had House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who wrote that he'd seen enough of this, you know. And then you had Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, who said, we need answers now. The FBI must explain what they were doing today and why. But here's the deal. The explanation was what I said, a little piece of it anyway. The chair of the House Oversight Committee investigating Trump's handling of documents called on the Justice Department to what they're calling fully investigate the former president's handling of information, right? And we don't know a lot of details of what happened at Mar-a-Lago during the day, just that they were there and they were looking for classified documents, for information. And not many Democrats commented. You just had one. Carolyn Maloney from New York said, presidents have a solemn duty to protect America's national security, and allegations that former President Trump put our security at risk by mishandling classified info warrants the utmost scrutiny. So what comes out of this scrutiny, if anything, we don't know at this point. And, you know, it's going to start to get nasty, period, because we're at the precipice, especially once in this country we go through the midterm elections. You're absolutely going to see a full-on war for the White House, because it's that 2 years out. It's what's in the war chest, who's running, navigating primaries, and the typical thing that we do in this country, although we are anything but typical lately when it comes to the business of politics, because, you know, when you look at straw polls and when you look at some of these polls, the former president definitely beats out Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who would be the closest in some of these polls to being the Republican choice to go up against maybe Joe Biden for president, if in fact it is Joe Biden, because while so much talk is about, will Donald Trump run again, and do the sum of what's happening around him, does that change 2024 and that decision or not? The other interesting side of politics is, what are the Democrats going to do? Because so many are bailing on the current president, which is incredibly, incredibly unusual. Because what happens is, your president, and no matter what happens, except for if you go back to Founding Father days, if you want to be in the White House for that second term, usually you're pretty much flying in there. You're pretty much gonna get that nomination from your peeps. You're gonna be backed up by the Democrats or the Republicans, depending on who the president is. But it's interesting to see that how many on the Hill especially are being very vocal about not supporting Biden. So that makes it even more interesting, I think, on the other side. All right, we've just scratched the surface. So much more to get to. Hang with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Us now for a conversation about his book, Tony Ten Killer. Bob, how'd you come up with Tony Ten Killer? Was it rattling around in your head? How'd you come up with the story?
Tony Ten Killer is just a working title. I'm sure when the publisher gets a hold of it, they'll change it. But anyway, Tony Ten Killer is a two-time amateur boxing champion from a poor family in Oklahoma. As part of his exercise routine, he runs along Riverside Drive 6 days a week. One day, he stops in the park's restroom to cool off and rinse the sweat from his face before driving home. He's accosted by two undercover police officers in an entrapment operation, charged with solicitation, and taken to jail, but he's released to his Uncle Pete pending a later court appearance. The next day, an unethical reporter sees the police report of the arrest, makes a big deal out of it in the newsroom, and starts a rumor that Tony is gay. An older staffer, Lamar Bosworth, tries to pay the young man a visit at his parents' home. Through a ruse, he gets Tony to come out of his car where they can talk. Bosworth takes charge of the immediate situation by offering Tony the services of an attorney. He also says that he would like to be Tony's manager when he turns pro. How Tony decides to handle the rumors is the crux of the story, all the way up to a $1 million world middleweight title bout and its aftermath. Upon graduation, Tony moves into an apartment behind his uncle's house. At the trial, 3 weeks later, his attorney is able to prove a case of entrapment and get the charges against Tony dropped. However, the newspaper reporter continues to make trouble for Tony. Tony decides to visit his parents before any rumors get to them. In a age, Tony's father hits his son with a 2x4, sending Tony to the emergency room with a broken nose. Despite the injury, Tony continues to rise through the professional ranks. An old Korean fighter is brought in to help Tony improve his punching power, turning Tony into a slugger as well as a boxer. Later, a specialized marketing firm from San Francisco was brought in to deal with the continuing gay rumors. Without actually admitting that he's gay, Tony is convinced to go with the gay market due to their fascination with him. Tony's story becomes one of greed and manipulation, hype and hope. Tony begins wearing lavender trunks in the ring and is introduced as Tough Tony. He continues his climb through the professional ranks, and his purses keep getting bigger. Television comes to him. Then his Korean mentor has an accident and dies. Next, Tony contracts for a bout with the Italian middleweight champion in London's Royal Albert Hall for $50,000 plus a percentage of the gate, his biggest payday to date. Then, the world middleweight champion is killed in a motorcycle accident, and an elimination tournament is held. Tony wins his elimination bout and is scheduled to meet Mean Graham Green for the world title. With a record of 44-4 with 26 knockouts, Green has more knockouts than Tony has fights. Tony is a popular but decided underdog. Each fighter will receive half of an estimated $1 million purse. Bosworth sets up a training camp for Tony and his crew in a remote area of Osage County, which is bigger than some states. But early on in their inhabitants of the camp, Uncle Pete is actually killed by someone doing target practice in the distance.
Wow, that's a lot going on with Tony Tenkiller, and I'm wondering, when you talk about hype and hope, I like that, I like the theme and how you're twisting the story. Are you a huge boxing fan? Is that why part of this theme, I love boxing too, is that what is part of the reason that you came up with this character?
Yeah, I've been around, I was 5, and I've managed fighters and written for the boxing press and taken American fighters to England and Europe. So my experience in boxing lends credibility to the story.
Yeah, because you know the game, and that's what makes the difference. That's part of the research, because you're so aware of it. So, again, the working title is Tony Tenkiller. We're speaking with Bob Ritz. Once it's out there, you'll be able to get it, of course, on Amazon, wherever great books are sold. So you're telling us it's great about the story. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel? What do you hope they take away from the story?
Well, Rocky One was about a 2-hour movie, and it only had 9 minutes of boxing in it. Rocky One was really aimed at the general audience, and that's what I'm aiming for here with Tony Tenkiller.
Sure.
Rocky One was a love story,
yeah,
not a boxing story.
Yeah. I agree. So, again, the general audience. So this is a book that anyone could read. It's entertainment. You want people to be entertained, right, and enjoy what you've written.
Yes, it does have a lot of boxing in it, but it's a case of someone overcoming adversity and moving forward.
Yeah, which is a great theme. Once this is all wrapped up, will you do another one?
I have another one I've been thinking about for a long time. This one, I wrote the first chapter and the last chapter about 30 years ago and just sat on it until 2015. And now, well, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you thought I asked you about would you have another book, and you said, yeah, you sat on one for 30 years, so now you're thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a synopsis here in front of me.
We don't want to. We don't want to give everyone all the details. We don't give it away in the few precious minutes that we have. So,
no.
you already told us the story. So we don't want to do that. And again, it's Bob Ritz. The working title is Tony Ten Killer. Can't wait till we dive into that. Bob, thanks so much for coming on.
Sure.
So a big story that broke today. That was a shocker for so many people. Olivia Newton-John, singer and actress, dead at the age of 73. I mean, I think most people, even younger people, even my nephew who's 21, had an Olivia Newton-John song that he liked, that he heard in driving around, you know, as a kid. And there were so many songs that stood out that still, as I say, stand the test of time. And the fact is, she really became a superstar when she starred in Grease, in the movie Grease, with John Travolta in 1978. You know, at the time, she was like 29, and she just gave the perfect performance, and she was just the perfect Sandy. And that was that whole romantic deal about Grease, which really featured a Southern California high school in the 50s. So that, and then again, the songs that she recorded too, where, you know, I Honestly Love You, Have You Never Been Mellow, Please Mr. Please, there's so many. And then Grease and the songs from Grease. And I really think that so many people had so many wonderful things to say about her and her career. She won 4 Grammy Awards. She sold more than 100 million albums. Think about that at the time, 100 million albums. But she got breast cancer in the 90s, and then it went into remission for a long time, came back, and then it went into remission again. And she fought it and talked to people about it and tried to raise awareness. So RIP Olivia Newton-John. I loved her. I thought she was tremendous. Dead at the age of 73.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department declined to comment on the search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. In a lengthy statement posted to a social media platform, Trump confirmed that the FBI was at Mar-a-Lago, characterizing the search as a raid that wasn't necessary or appropriate. Sources have told multiple news outlets that the search is in relation to classified documents that Trump took with him when he left office. Republicans blasted the search, calling it a weaponization of federal agencies. The wife, father, and son who chased and killed a black jogger in Brunswick, Georgia, each received a life sentence for committing federal hate crimes. 36-year-old Travis McMichael and his father, 66-year-old Greg McMichael, already received similar sentences on the state level for Ahmaud Arbery's murder. The man who recorded the February 2020 incident, 52-year-old William Roddy Bryant, was sentenced to 35 years. This is USA Radio News. The biggest weapons package to date is being sent to Ukraine. $1 billion worth of rockets, ammo, and other materials from Defense Department stockpiles will go to strengthen the under-siege country as it pushes back against Russian troops. The war has just reached the half-year mark. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spent Monday in eastern Kentucky surveying the damage from devastating storms that caused the worst flooding in the Commonwealth's history.
An American citizen. We never give up. We never stop. We never bow. We never bend. We just go forward.
37 people were killed in the disaster. Officials are expecting at least one more death to be added to that total. Federal disaster assistance has been expanded in the area. Mixed results on Wall Street at the close on Monday. The Dow rose 29 points. However, the NASDAQ fell 13 points, and the S&P 500 was off 5. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
London joins us. Her book is called Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much, Dr. London, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about stereotypes. What drove you to write this book?
Well, it was a eureka moment for me. I had lived in the United States for about 4 years and had quite gotten used to and was utterly spoiled by this specific appurtenance of hot and cold water, which I could blend to my desired temperature for showers and baths. What a guilty pleasure. And then I returned to my country of birth, which is Guyana, for a visit. When I stepped into the shower, I shrieked and realized that the water was cold. Yes, it was the same temperature it had always been throughout my years of growing up, but my altered recent experience in the United States had pampered me and changed my perception of what should be commonplace. And it was in that moment that I understood why the missionaries from the United States who visited our home from time to time, my dad having been a pastor, those missionaries, I thought, only liked to rely on cosmetics. So from my enlightened perspective, then, I understood that my misconception of them was a product of my lack of exposure. Stereotypes generally say more about us than they do about the people who are being stereotyped. And it was the aftermath of this revelation, this insight, this flash, this profound realization, compounded with my heightened alertness as I began to travel to various countries and to observe how different people respond to situations or interact with others or make assumptions or use varying tones during discussions. It was after all of these observations and focused alertness that I embarked upon the nature of stereotypes, hence the genesis of this book.
So let's talk about the book. And as you say, you really named it well, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. So what will we learn in your book?
Well, really, the book comes out at an auspicious moment when our society is fraught with disaster and strife. It crafts the tool whereby we can understand the origins, mechanisms, and functions of stereotypes. It explains how stereotypes are formed and that in reality, they start off with noble intention for our survival and safety. And then they devolve into complex social issues. It explains why we need stereotypes, and it examines the important roles of culture, philosophy, and our entire Welt and Schauung as a whole in interpreting everything around us and how they affect and influence the choices we make and our perceptions regarding food or physical appearance or colorism, racism, whether it be intraracial or interracial, gender roles, work, school, relationships, ageism, intelligence. Stereotypes are foregone conclusions. They pigeonhole people. They label. They profile. They categorize. They box in people. They are pervasive. They are endemic. They are ubiquitous. And that's why this book equips us with requisite strategies to help alleviate our feelings of guilt and its attendant shame, of blaming, scapegoating, and these problematic shards or splinters of stereotyping fall away as we shift to a place of accountability. And we can feel like, you know what? I can do something about this. And so the book opens our eyes to this enlightenment.
Wow. And for you, I mean, you've traveled extensively. You've seen it. You mentioned it where you had that eureka moment when you knew you had to do this book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And I think you're saying it.
Thank you. Well, we all contribute in subtle, conscious and unconscious ways to the dilemmas, the atrocities, the discomfort, marginalizations, microaggressions, brutality, barbarity, inhumanity, injustice. And all of these are created by stereotypes. We subscribe to beliefs and practices in our everyday lives because eventually the stereotypes to which we subscribe, we cannot say this too much, say more about us than they do about the people to whom they are targeted. But we need not hang our heads in shame. The book heightens our awareness as we look in the mirror to work on ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to introspect, to self-examine, to sentinel ourselves and our actions, to reflect, and then to begin to improve our daily interactions as individuals and as a society, to enhance our worldview and to become more vigilant as we use this roadmap towards heightened awareness and awakening, to dig deeper within ourselves in order to live more nobly, more honestly, more peaceably, so that we can contribute to a more harmonious world.
Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? What a great goal for this book. One of the things that you talk about in the book is you talk about the inherent dangers of stereotype formation, and that's part of, as you mentioned, where we are. That's part of the problem that we see day in and day out, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
And
there are dangers in that as we form them, because they are so quickly made. We make quick observations, and in that speedy making of these stereotypes, dangers are lurking everywhere.
That's right, because the instant judgment in not really knowing a person. So what happens? You say this book examines how stereotypes barge their way into our consciousness and affect our interactions in society. And you talk about that you know, this book communicates some observations you've made about life, and it challenges people to dig deeper within ourselves to live more nobly, more honestly, and look at the dynamics, of course, of stereotypes. Once you put this book together and put it out there, how did that feel to you? Which, by the way, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. How did that feel to you?
You know what? I feel unburdened because I feel like finally it's out, because this book has been in the making for actually several years, you know? And I'm glad that it's finally out. And I'm happy that people can access it. And I honestly hope that everybody will just get a copy, because this is something for all of us. It is not just for one person, and nobody needs to feel guilty about anything, because we are equally involved, all of us.
I like that. We're equally involved. And, you know, again, how you started, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. And empathy now more than ever, don't you think that is so vital?
It is so vital today. You know, we need to push guilt away and just pull empathy in. Pull in empathy, because, you know, it is understanding ourselves. When we love ourselves and we understand ourselves, we will understand all the people all the more. So it starts with us. It's a personal journey, actually, for each of us. And nobody has arrived there as yet.
Yeah, and I like, too, what you do in the book, where you include well-known stereotypes, right? And one of them you put in there, well, I just laughed out loud, women can't parallel park as well as men.
Well, you know, well, stereotypes do not arise, are not born in a vacuum. You know, we observe things, and I may know some people even who do not parallel park, who happens to be women. Possibly myself. Who knows?
I like that. Possibly myself. And then for all my British friends listening, you say British, this is another stereotype, British people are incredibly polite, reserved, and well-mannered.
Right.
Oh, I know some that would break that mold.
Oh, yes. Again, you know. So that's just what's so wrong about this whole thing. You know, we make quick judgments. And yes, some people are polite. And yes, some women cannot parallel park. But does that mean all of them? No. And that's where we have to make allowances for individuality, which is what we don't do when we stereotype.
Yes, absolutely. What a delight to have you on again, Dr. London, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much. Pick up the book. It's a game changer. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's time to
invade the bank.
The best kicker in the NFL gets to bank on it. Alabama's voted number one in the preseason coaches poll, and Sue Bird says goodbye to the WNBA. At least home games in Seattle. I'll explain. Here we are in the man cave. So as much as I want to just chomp down on college football, wow, that's why I love August, because here we are on the doorstep. People, how excited are you? I am very excited, I have to tell you that. But first, let's go to the big deal for Justin Tucker. I mean, look, the guy has a phenomenal leg. He signs a four-year extension with the Ravens. It's worth $24 million. He's the highest-paid kicker, most accurate kicker in NFL history. If you look at what he's done in the past, it makes sense. I mean, look, he's 32. He's one of the best all-time kickers in 10 seasons in the league. He was completely undrafted out of Texas. He holds the best field goal percentage in NFL history, which is a whopping 91%. He's got the league's record for the longest field goal, 66 yards. He's been named All-Pro first team five times, which is more than any other kicker. And what's great about a kicker? Why do you need a solid kicker? I've had this conversation with so many kickers in the past, because when the game is on the line, you need Mr. Clutch, and he is Mr. Clutch. He's 16 of 16 on field goals in the final minute of regulation. He's converted, check this out, 58 straight fourth quarter overtime tries. That's the longest NFL streak. And it was just last season when he hit that 66-yarder to beat the Lions, and that was when time was expiring in regulation. So listen, this was great about him, is that he was the somebody nobody. I mean, people knew him from Texas, but again, he just basically walked on, that's what I'm going to call him, undrafted. And he has been the shining gem. There's no question about it. He said he didn't really try to think about any of the records or any of that stuff. what he heard from his agent coming out of college, that the best advice that he got was, Justin, just kick the damn ball. That's what he heard from his grandfather when he was just trying to make the varsity team at Westlake High School in Austin, Texas, which, by the way, is also famous for one former NFL superstar quarterback, and that would be Drew Brees. Just a little bit of trivia for you out there if you didn't know that. So I want to jump to Alabama because I think it's important to get this in, and I don't want to run out of precious man cave time. But Alabama, number one in the preseason USA Today coaches poll that was just released on Monday. Ohio State second, and defending national champ Georgia third. So, I mean, how about that? There's something about Alabama, man. Crimson Tide gets a lot of love, and I know a lot of you are listening to me in Crimson Tide territory or your alums from Alabama, but they got 54 first place votes from 66 major college football coaches, and they're coming off a loss in the college football playoff title game to Georgia. So beyond those three, Clemson was number four, Notre Dame five, Michigan coming off of its first college football playoff appearance six, Texas A&M, Utah, Oklahoma, and Baylor, and that's what that looks like right now. That's that preseason poll. But it just reminds us, I think, I mean, here's the key. It reminds us that, oh, we are so close, my friends, to college football. And, of course, the NFL. I just mentioned Justin Tucker and the huge contract he got, because it's about contracts and what's happening in training camps at this point. But before you know it, I mean, we're going to be into the regular season. We're weeks away. I mean, we're less than a month away. So this is kind of another interesting side note that I'm going to bounce back to the NFL on. The NFL is asking on-field officials to focus on illegal contact fouls during this upcoming season, to pay attention to the illegal fouls. So illegal contact, of course, is prohibited. Contact by a defender when the quarterback still has the ball and remains in the pocket. It's a 5-yard penalty. It's an automatic first down. Officials flagged illegal contact about 97 times between 2002 and 2020. But that number actually dropped to 36 last season. So on average, 97 times per season. The decrease prompted the competition committee in the NFL to include illegal contact among its points of clarification, because there was lots of whining about that. I mean, there were a lot of fans that complained about that. We saw some really bogus plays, things that were missed, and it makes sense. If I was on the competition committee, that is something that's glaring, and I would have said the very same thing. WNBA star Sue Bird. This woman, how big is she? In Seattle, this was her last home game. More than 18,000 fans came out to say goodbye to Sue Bird. I mean, of course, there's still playoffs and road games and, you know, all that. But she just was one of those players who was a spoiler for the fans of the other teams that Seattle Storm played. And, you know, she's 41 years old, and she is absolutely going to go down as one of the biggest stars in the WNBA and a game changer, because the WNBA in some cities really falls by the wayside. Hard to find their footing, get some fans, but not quite enough fans. And then there are cities like Seattle where they came out in droves to watch these women on the WNBA play. So she's the record holder for assists in games played. She'll retire with 5 Olympic gold medals, 4 WNBA titles, 2 championships when she was at UConn. And, you know, it's not a surprise that there would be that many people, that over 18,000, the largest crowd ever, would be there for this final home Storm game. And Seattle really supports that team and really supported her. So congratulations on a career well done. She is absolutely, absolutely legit. And she showed it when she was in college. And, you know, just because she was a great superstar in college, you don't know what that transition is going to be like but she made a heck of a transition and really lit it up for that city, because they got the return on, I think they got the return on that investment for sure. She was a big part of that. She earned the respect of counterparts in the WNBA, a lot of people tweeting things out about the great Sue Bird. So congratulations to her. All right, speaking of the NBA, the Lakers and LeBron, I think I talked about this the other day briefly because we did go into the man cave, but LeBron James and the Lakers had what they're calling, I like this, productive discussions about their future. No deal yet, but he did meet with the Lakers vice president of basketball operations and general manager and the Lakers coach and, you know, all of that. It was the first day he was eligible, just the other day, well, last week. It was the first day he was eligible to sign a two-year, $97.1 million contract extension with the Lakers, because he's entering his contract's final year, which is worth $44.5 million, and he's 38. The maximum length of a contracted player age 38 or older can sign is 2 years. That's part of the collective bargaining agreement in the NBA. So he has until June 30th to sign the extension before becoming an unrestricted free agent. So think about that. That's a long time from now. So it is possible he could actually do a one-year extension worth $47 million for the 2023-24 season and then have that player option. This is what's interesting. His eldest son, Bronny, is entering his senior year of high school, making him NBA eligible in 2024. James has repeatedly said his desire is to team up with his son on an NBA roster before he retires. Because guess what? That's never been done. And that would be something to see. See Baby James and the King playing together. Because his kid has game. And I think his kid is going to be a force in the NBA. Of course, we don't know till he's in. But wouldn't it be interesting to watch what happens there? And first of all, what team will bite on that? There's going to be teams that, I think there'll be teams that will bite on it. Does he wants to play with Bronny? Does he end his career with the Cavs? Does that come into play at all? Because there have been certainly discussions about that in the past. It's a very intriguing question because he absolutely goes down as one of the greatest of all time. He's certainly in the top, I think he's in the top five of all NBA basketball superstars. No question about it, but we haven't seen a father-son combo like that, and that would sell tickets. It would sell tickets. It would be intriguing to watch if he goes through an NFL season, and then you think of his age, but he still has it. I mean, to me, he hustles. He works hard because he knows he has to work hard. All right, believe it or not, we're out of time in the man cave and for this show. Thanks to all of you for listening. Remember, you can always hit me up, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.